Armani. You're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set. I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women. Go get them like it. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool. That's right, for the next date, you sure to have a good night. See, no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes.
Is
the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
I don't know what this is. I guess we'll start the music with this. I don't even know what that is. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to welcome you all to the show. Welcome to the Man Mindset Show. Guys, this is a show that's going to show you that the game itself is totally different from the way you see it, guys. I want to welcome you all to the show. I am your gracious host. I hope everybody is doing good on this lovely Friday. Gentlemen, all you guys out there, I want to let you know about this show. This show is a show that is 100% authentic, is 100% in-house, and everything we talk about and everything we discuss comes from us. We do not regurgitate any information from anybody whatsoever, so we just want to make sure that you guys understand that when we are doing this. And I do want to say to all the guys out there, want to give a shout out to everybody. If you are listening to the show and this is the first time you're listening to the show, what I would like to do is welcome you to the show by asking you to do one thing, and that is just take a moment. If you get a chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button so you can get updated on when we kick out shows. We kick out shows all the time, tons of shows, tons of information that we do on the show. Also, we want to say to all the guys out there, when you are ready to start the process, okay, this is starting the process. We want you guys out there just to do something very simple. It's not really hard to do. Go to your local Walmart store. It's not a metaphor. Go to Walmart or go to Target. Puzzles, as the thing that you put together as a kid, get a 100-piece puzzle set. That's all we want you to do, because in order for you to understand the game that we're going to get you, is that you got to go home, unbox them, dump them, and put them together and begin the process, okay? So we want to do that real quick. And now, as always, I want to say thank you and shout out to my dogs out there. We want to take a moment, give a shout out to the 255. I think we broke the record yesterday. I forgot the number we had. So if y'all can let me know what the record we had yesterday, I can mention it. I don't remember the record, but I do want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Gentlemen, if you are a chat room dog, I want to take my hat off to my motherfucking dogs. I love my dogs, man. I love my chat room dogs. And all I want you guys to do is something very simple. Let me grab that. Guys, it's very important that you guys out there, if you're actually ready to be a student of this, please, guys, go ahead. And if you have any questions, go ahead and put a Q out there. If you're texting, put a T. We got you covered. But taking notes is very vital to this thing. So we want to make sure that y'all guys take notes to understand the kind of game that we're talking about. Because today, it's on tap for today's show. We're going to be talking about how to master your emotions and your control when it comes to women. Speaking of women, I'd like to take a moment to say hi to all the ladies in the chat room, all the ladies that are listening now, all the ladies that are going to be listening later on. I just want to say to you ladies, personally to you ladies, what's up, girl? What's up? Also, now, let's get into this. Guys, if y'all have a question, y'all can call in at 563-999-3056. Lines are open. Let me get everything set up. Everything is ready to go over here. Lines are open. If you guys have a question, we got you guys covered, and we want to make sure that we give you guys everything you need to be able to be the man that you can. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to get deep and we're going to chop it up. So if we're going too slow, let us know, guys. If you want to know anything, let us know. If you got a question and you need help, just put a Q in there. Okay, guys, that's the most important thing that we want you guys to do. So as we've been telling you guys, let me know some of that music now. I like that fucking music. Hold on. Let me see something here. That's lo-fi. Let me see this shit. Hold on. Hold on. Let me hear how this shit sound. Give me the beat. Oh, it's a beat to this shit. Amazing. I don't like these beats they have. Oh, fuck. There we go. I'll go with this shit. All right, I'll go with that one, Joe. So now I'm going to go with this shit right here. Fuck that. I like that shit. It's kind of smooth. I like that shit. All right, so there we go, man. All right, here we go. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and chop this up. As I told you guys before that listen to me, when it comes to you going after the pussy, it's one of the worst things that you can possibly do, and we're going to talk about that today. We're going to show you that if you stop going after the pussy, how you'll have more success. But we've got to talk about and discuss why going after the pussy between her legs is the worst thing, because it creates emotions and feelings in you that you cannot control. And we're going to discuss that today, gentlemen. Okay, so let's get into it. Now, as I've been telling all you guys before, I think it's great that you find women attractive. I think it's great that you guys out there think, you know, you see a woman and there is some interest, and that's okay. Because I don't want you guys to feel that we're tearing you down. I want you to know that it's okay. That if you see a woman and you find some interest in her, that doesn't make it bad. That doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make it as if there's something wrong with you. But see, because a lot of you young men out there don't learn game, you are always training yourself to defeat yourself, and you don't even realize it because your mind has set you up for a downfall. It is not the woman that is defeating you. It is the mind that's defeating you by having you continuously do the same thing over and over and over again and looking for a different result or a different action or a different something. And we want to make sure that you guys out here don't fall into the trap. We don't want you guys to fall into the trap. Okay, that's one thing we don't want you to do. Well, we want you guys to understand game as far as not manipulating the woman, not lying or deceiving the woman, but also at the same time, not going after what is between her legs, but going after what is between her ears. And I'm going to explain this. Remember, the one thing about your mind is that it is the enemy. But what your mind does is it will self-sabotage you, and you don't even realize it's doing it when it is telling you to go ahead and go after what's between her legs, trying to get her over your house over. Everything you're doing is for sex. Every move you make is for sex, and yet you don't get it. And we're going to talk about why you don't get it and why you get caught up, okay? This is going to be important, guys. So I want you guys to get your crayons out. I want y'all to write this down. If you have any questions, we got you covered. But what I want to show you right here, always remember, guys, when it comes to these women out here, okay, I want to show you something. So let me explain what's happening. So for a lot of you guys out here, okay, a lot of you guys are going after what's between her legs. But what you don't understand is that going after what's between her legs is going to trigger something, not in the woman. It's going to trigger something in you where you begin to have fears, where you begin to have anxiety, where you begin to worry, you begin to be nervous. There's so many things that are happening to you that you don't even understand what's going on. So what happens is, okay, you see a beautiful woman, you want to sleep with her, and that's not a bad thing. But what's bad is all you want to do is sleep with her with no type of plan. When you don't have a plan and you don't have a thought process of moving forward, you are on a shaky and weak foundation. And what happens is you become overwhelmed by the situation because you get into your thoughts, you get into your feelings, gentlemen. And this is where you lose to the woman because she is the master of feelings and emotions. And this is where you guys go wrong. So what you guys do, like I said before, you guys go after what's between her legs. But you also get caught up in the emotion. And what happens when you get caught up in the emotion, gentlemen, there is a trigger thing that happens. See, most of you guys are always, this is your life. You're always storming the castle and you'll never reach the barrier of her seeing you sexually, of her wanting to be with you sexually, her thinking about you sexually. Let me explain what happens. Lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in. So once you feel what you feel, okay, because from your emotions, you're going to start to get in your feelings. And no matter what you do, you're always going to attack the wrong thing. You can never break the wall. You can never penetrate by taking her out to dinner, walking on eggshells, beating around the bush, kissing her ass, begging, pleading, bartering, and everything that you do. You cannot get in. And this is something that your mind knows. She knows, everybody knows, but you don't know, because what happens is, unfortunately, gentlemen, you get into your feelings, okay? And when you get caught up in your feelings, you begin to become overwhelmed because you are not supposed to be in your fucking feelings, gentlemen. But yet you are, because you want to do everything you can penetrate what is between her legs. And yet, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you do it, you're never penetrating, and it becomes very frustrating. But I'm going to explain how this happens to you guys, because there is a moment when you get caught up in your feelings that things, or the mind or your voice, the motherfucker that doesn't have your back, begins to talk to you. Things begin to happen here, and this is the depth that we're going to be talking about. Things begin to happen in your mind, and this is something that you don't even notice happens until you see the woman. The moment you say that I want to smash, which is okay. See, saying I want to smash and knowing where to lead her because you're on your square is totally different from saying you want to smash when what do I got to do? What do I have to say? What do I have to be? How do I get her? And once you do that, you become blind to things. See, so much is going on in this given moment. It will be hard for you to take in detail or be able to figure out what you want to do. Because what happens is you become blind to your own thoughts, because at that point, there is a brief interruption of your feelings, okay? And you begin to feel things. And when you start to feel things, you want her to feel what you're feeling. Or through those feelings, you want her to accept you. And what you're at that point, you're begging, bartering. When you sidebar comments and act like you are really interested in what she does, that's part of the thing that hurts you. When you try to be her friend, that hurts you, because she knows you're trying to get between her legs. She knows it. They know it. Everybody knows it, but you don't know it yourself. And this is why you go wrong, because when you do this, all of a sudden, because you're in your feelings that you don't understand, things start to happen that all of a sudden you become frustrated, because at this point you don't know what to say. Here's this beautiful woman that's sexy, and I want to get that ass. I mean, I love it. Hey, it's okay. I'm not shaming you for that. But wanting to get the ass without a plan is going to put you in some emotional sucker shit. It's going to make you trick. It's going to make you weak in front of the woman. And it is doing more damage to you because you are not looking at yourself. Let me give you an example. Isn't the number, if we use 1 through or A, B, C, D, E, F, G, aren't the numbers and the letters the same regardless of what woman you see? Aren't the numbers and the letters regardless the same of what you think of her? Aren't the numbers and letters regardless of how fat her ass is and how plump or how sexy she is? Aren't the numbers the same? The numbers don't change, means the game never changes. Women will come and women will go, but the game never changes. Day will turn to night, hot will turn to cold. There will be fall and spring and winter throughout this, but the numbers in the game stay the same. The minutes change, the seconds change to minutes to hours, hours to days to weeks, weeks to months, and months to years, and the game never changes because you never change when you start to understand yourself. But because you don't have an understanding of oneself, when you see a woman, it is at this point, because there is no foundation, you get caught up in worrying about things. You start to begin to think, see, your mind doesn't want you to win. The one thing your mind doesn't want you to do, gentlemen, control of yourself. You can count from 1 to 10 right now and your mind can't say shit to you. You can count your ABCs all the way from A to D and your mind can't say you're stupid. Your mind doesn't say you're weak. Your mind doesn't say you're a loser. Your mind can't tell you you can't get the girl, because your mind has no control over something that is woven into the core of you. I told you guys that you sometimes reach your core, and your numbers and your alphabets are at your core. But what happens is when you don't have that, your mind begins to look at everything as a fast, quick, shortcut solution that tries to solve every situation and everything you do. And what happens is that your mindset then begins to fall back on feeling. because you then become overwhelmed, gentlemen. Listen to me. You become overwhelmed by what you're thinking. But you never come overwhelmed with your numbers and your alphabets, but we'll get to that in a second. We got to get deep here. We're going to get deep because I'm talking about why, okay? Why? Why do you, when you see that beautiful woman, why is it when you're trying to storm the gate? Why is it that you're feeling certain things, you're emotional, you can't penetrate, and you become overwhelmed, gentlemen? That's what we're discussing today on the show, is not only how to be overwhelmed, but why you're overwhelmed, but we're gonna break it down. But think about this. See, your mindset doesn't understand that you are not strong enough as an individual right now to cope or handle certain circumstances. And see, what you do when you see a beautiful woman, you begin to make her a circumstance. And because of how you feel about the situation, you become emotionally drawn to her. See, as soon as you say, I want to fuck without a plan, you have just did what the third pig does, and that is put a box around her, and as she is renting room, renting free in your mind. She's renting free in your mind, okay? If you want to go to themanmindset@gmail.com, sir, themanmindset@gmail.com. But as I'm saying to you guys is that so many of you guys right now, when you see a beautiful woman, you feel like you're lacking control. And when you feel like you're lacking control, because what controls you? Nervousness, lack of confidence, anxiety, don't know what to say, don't know what to do, which then, gentlemen, leads to indecision. Okay, you become indecisive of what you want to do. And this will become to overwhelm you, because at this point, you're asking yourself, is it too much or is it too little? Can I do this or can I? What do I have to do versus what I don't? And should I do this versus do that? And all you're doing is putting more pressure on yourself, because these thoughts that you are having in this moment are not helpful, but what they're doing is they're triggering you to begin to feel nervous, you beginning to have anxiety, and you begin to start worrying about things. And as soon as you do that, you become disempowered to her. She doesn't see you as somebody that is powerful. As we talked about before, she sees you as the hero. She doesn't see you as the villain. She sees you as a good guy, because every move that you make, she realizes is just a rushed, quick decision. Nothing carefully carried out as far as a thought on how you should move her. But as a result of all of this, then there is the fog that you see. You lack clarity. You become overwhelmed. And then all this lack of clarity will create confusion, where you don't know what I want to do or what I want to say. But think about the self-destruction that you have created, that you have fallen in love with. Every time you feel worried and all this, and every time you start that circle, that cycle of confusion, scared, anxiety, don't know what to say, don't know what to do, you guys have done it so many times, gentlemen, that when you meet a woman, you don't realize that your enemy, all he does, this motherfucker right here, all he does is he opens up the door so you can go to what you are used to doing. That's why, gentlemen, you continue to do the same things over, because you are running back to safety. And safety is the poisonous stuff that you are telling yourself. See, what's happening with you is that you actually think, when you see the woman and you start to feel that feeling or that emotion, what happens to you is that you begin to run back to what you think is safe. And what is safety? Safety is running back to the fears. Safety is running back to, and you don't even realize that you're self-destructing or really self-sabotaging yourself. You're actually in the middle of the ocean poking holes in your boat, and then you're grabbing water outside of the ocean and dumping it in your boat, but yet you don't even understand why you're sinking, because your mind is giving you an escape route that is self-sabotaging you. And that escape route is your theater number one in this situation. See, this is not a theater number one of poor me. This is a theater number one of what can I say? What can I do? How can I prove myself? How can I kiss her ass? What can I do to roll fruit at her feet to prove my value and worth? Theater that you go into. You can call this theater number two if you want to, because your first theater is a poor me. So your second theater, because you're so used to it and you don't even realize what it is you're doing. Now listen to me. I'm going to go over it real quick again. I'm going to keep going, but I want you to understand what I'm saying. When you see her, and as soon as you say you want to smash, which is okay, but when you don't have that plan, you start to get in your feelings and in your emotions. Once you get in your feelings and your emotions, because it begins to overwhelm you, you run back to the ship or the theater that is your safety net. Because once you are overwhelmed, you have got to find safety in something, and you're finding safety in being emotional, and you don't even realize it. Think about this, guys. How many times have you seen her? You wanted to smash, but yet you don't even realize it. You're already running back to, I'm either not good enough, I don't have enough money, I'm not tall enough, I don't have the car, the clothes, and oh my God, I got to take her out to eat. Oh my God, I got to kiss her ass and be her friend. You fall back to the place that you have created as safety. But it is not actually safety. It's sabotage, and you don't even recognize it. And that's what we're going to be talking about, because no one's telling you about this. No one is breaking this down to you. Because you don't see things clearly, okay, you run back to a place that has control and influence over you that you feel is safe, that makes you, you know what, just tippy-toe. Walk on eggshells, beat around the bush, and do everything that you're doing. And all it is a cycle. It's a cycle of procrastination. It's a cycle of blaming. It's a cycle of worrying. It's a cycle of doing the same things over and over again. And yet you don't understand, because you actually think that voice in your head that's telling you, go into that theater number two. Hey, I don't want you overwhelmed, okay? I don't want you overwhelmed, okay? All right? And because I don't want you overwhelmed, all right? Hold on a second. John Doe, we don't. Let me help John Doe. John Doe, no, this is not for you. No, John Doe, I just started a day ago. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know how to talk to women or anything like that. So, no, sir, I don't have any infield information. I don't have any, because in order for me to have infield information, sir, I've got to go and hire some models, get an express form of consent of making sure that their likeness is allowed to be displayed on the internet, so I can go and give her a script to say, so I can prove to a dumbass sucker that I can pull a woman on the street. So I'm sorry, I don't have that, John Doe. I apologize, John Doe. No, I, I don't have that, sir. So this is not for you, sir. And I wish you the best in your endeavors, but let me continue. But anyway, as I'm saying to you guys out there, guys, if y'all want to call in, this is for you. But anyway, like I'm saying to you guys, is that when you are feeling overwhelmed, okay, because what's happening is you are being influenced by what you think has your back. You are being influenced by what you think really cares about you or what loves you. Let me answer this question. So, Steve, if smashing isn't the goal of the plan, what is the plan should I have in mind when approaching her? Okay. As a man, love, this is a great question. Okay, love, what most of you young men don't understand is that the greatness that you have as a man, you are a emperor, you are a ruler, you are a god, and you are a man that creates life in your mind. You create worlds, you hold a crown, you have and you build mentally. And when you meet a woman, she must show you why she is worth your time, why she's worth being you. See, most of you, as you please, if you get a chance, love, listen to the show about being a villain. You want to be the hero because you think being the hero is going to get you pussy, but it's not. It's being the villain. It's the person that makes it about him. It's the man that is selfish, conceited, that's arrogant, that's all about him, that is me, 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 my. But how can you make it, how can you be a me, my, sir, when you're making it about her? She's beautiful. She's sexy. She's gorgeous. She's desirable. And see, that's the hero thinking, because then you will wear the cape and kiss her ass. Where the villain is thinking when he looks in the mirror, he's saying, I am beautiful. I am great. The goal is to see what kind of value does she bring to your world by seeing if she is worth your curiosity, to seeing if she's worth your attention, to seeing if she's worth your time, worth your respect, and then your dick. The goal, if you make the goal pussy, you're going to turn into a pussy, because what you're doing is you're making it about something that she is going to be willing to give you for free, that you don't have to beg or barter for. They will give it up to you for free, but one can't see that when one doesn't have game to see that he is more than. So what you do is you flood the market of desperation. You flood the market of judgments. You flood the market of inexperience. You flood the market of thirst and neediness. And a woman doesn't want that from a good guy, because the man is not that way, because the man doesn't need pussy to move on with his life, sir. What does the analogy between the cowgirl having the surface dweller wrapped around the rope called for? What does the analogy between the cowgirl having the surface dweller wrapped around a rope called for? What do you mean called for? I don't understand what you mean. I need you to give me more clarity on that. I don't understand. I would love to answer that, but you're talking to me in riddles, and I cannot read your mind. No, my young brother, love, it's all good. No, I appreciate you, but I'm just saying that I'm not saying it's bad to see a woman and say, I want to fuck. It's bad to say, I want to see a woman, and all you want to say is, I want to fuck. Because as soon as you do that, you get caught up in your mind fucking you over by saying and telling you that the only way you're going to get her is be the good guy. The only way you're going to get her is be nice. The only way you're going to get her is walk on eggshells. The only way you're going to get her is kiss her ass. The only way you're going to dinner is get her, is offer her a fucking dinner. Be her best friend. Tell her what the fuck she wants to hear versus what she wants to know. Ask her a bunch of dumbass questions that you don't even give a fuck about. But you know what? Do it, because that's the way, because that is our way. And it's always been our way. But see, it's not your way. You see what I'm saying, love? It's not your way. And that's the trick he's trying to play on you. It's not your way. It's his way. It's his mind. It's his thoughts. He is controlling you. And that's why you're, every time you want, think about it, every time you want to go after it, you get overwhelmed with certain kind of feelings that you don't push forward because maybe there's not a lack of belief in yourself to push forward, okay? Let me get this next question. Guys, the lines are open if you want. We're going to continue this. I got you covered. Got a lot to say on this. Anyway, Steve, I just wanted to say before I ask a question, I love you, brother. Really, you're helping me learn things. No, okay. How to become less left a react? Well, I'm showing you right now. Just be patient, brother. I got you. I'm showing you right now. All this is connecting. It all connects, brother. I'm showing you right now. See, what happens is that what I'm trying to get you to do is effectively eliminate your feelings out of it as if, okay, and for the gentleman to ask how you love yourself is the same thing, okay, Dave? It's the same thing. I got you, Dave. I got you. It's all good. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that you know your numbers and you know your alphabet because you have trained yourself not only to love your numbers and your alphabet, you have trained to love your numbers in your alphabet. You have trained not to move on your numbers in your alphabet. And that's why you can say your numbers and say your alphabet easily around whomever, whenever you want, because you know the key to having your square as far as when it comes to numbers and internally your core. You know why your numbers are your numbers and your alphabets are your alphabets. You can defend that position. You can stand on that position and you can express that position no matter where you are at and who you are around. Yes, on command. Hey, Ruthless, on command. Yes, Ruthless, on command. You can do that because you trust you to trust what is. You're not trying to pander to numbers. Why do you guys think, listen to me. Why do you guys think when I ask you, and I don't try to embarrass you or make you feel dumb, I just try to get you to see something that you miss. Why do you guys think I always ask you to count to five? You go one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. However you say it is the way you say it. But isn't it odd when you get around a woman, you're and all this other stuff. So then it begs me to ask you the question, do you go, one, five, six? No, you don't do that because you trust the information, but the information was not created by your teachers. Your teachers put the information in front of you. You trusted the information and you learned the information. Nobody else learned the information. Your parents didn't get you to learn the information. It wasn't your church. It wasn't the media, advertiser, YouTubers, and especially women. None of those motherfuckers taught you what you taught yourself. But once you taught yourself, guess what happened? There was something big happening. He had no power over you. Why is it you can count to five right now and not hear his voice, but when you say you want to smash a woman, his voice is as big as a goddamn missile or a bomb by telling you that you're not good enough and you got to play it safe and you got to be careful what you say and you're going to lose the woman and let's go hide. Let's hide. Remember, as I told you guys before, I show you the example. As I told you before, society has already trained you on what to do, not through this, excuse me. Society has already showed you what to do through the fairy tale that you guys are in right now. Because the two of you, because most of you guys start with the straw and some of you might start with sticks. But what happens? The big bad woman comes along, huffs and puffs through her body and her sexuality, and she huffs and puffs and blows down your house made of sticks and your foundation made of straw to a point where you box her in into the third house and have her rent space in your mind, and you don't even realize that once she has space in your mind, it's at that point she's already won the battle because she doesn't have to do anything. She's technically working inside out because you're not making statements, gentlemen. You're playing it safe. because safety is all you know, and safety is all you run to because that's your comfort zone. Safety, your safety net is the thing that makes you run back to that one ship that's sinking right now. Let me answer this question. When callers tell you that they talk to women about their goals, what do you advise them to do instead? Why are you talking about why? Okay. Why would my goal make her pussy wet? Unless I'm using my goal to try to fuck. See, I know what you surface dwellers do. See, as I said before, you want pussy so bad, you want to leave with your wallet. You want to tell her all the wonderful things that you are and all the wonderful things that you want to do because you want to show her that you're actually dumb when you think that you're talking to her like you're smart because she is smart enough to play dumb to draw you in to thinking that you're close enough to knocking down that door to getting in between her legs by talking to her about a bunch of silly, boring shit. And let me say something to you, J-Dog. Listen, you are one of hundreds, one of thousands, or one of hundreds of thousands, or one of millions who has done the exact same thing thinking you're going to get the result. She knows what you are when you start talking about hero shit. My goal is to save the platypus dolphin because I want to be the hero. My goal is to save the fucking trees because I want to be the hero. My goal is to want to make sure that that plot of land doesn't get ran over because I'm the hero. And you don't even know being the hero is setting you up to be the bitch. Because she doesn't give a fuck about your goals. Because she knows you don't give a fuck about your goals. You're just trying to use your goals to get some sidebar pussy. You think she's stupid. She's not stupid. But you're trying to talk like you're better than her, or you try to talk like you're more articulated than her, okay? You think that, oh my gosh, if I tell her that, you know, love, I've got my yacht on the Riviera, and, you know, I've got to go, you know, yachting on Saturday, that, and you think that, and when she's like, oh, that's interesting. You know what she's thinking? Interesting, because if I fuck with him, I'm going to get that yacht. So go on and keep telling her about your weak goals and tell her about the way you're tricking by trying to prove yourself to her, trying to beg your way to her, and watch what happens to you. Because what I advise you to do is learn game, young man. That's what I advise you to do. Let's get to this next question right here. GA, when finding out a woman is worth your time, and is it finding out the knowledge she has to offer you? How can one accommodate you as a man with your knowledge? GA, as I asked you guys before, okay, as I've told all you guys before, you guys must sit down and write five things for yourself. What is curiosity for you? What is attention for you? What is time for you? What is respect for you? What is dick for you? And once she reaches that, then what are you going to do with it? You've got to have a standard for yourself. You don't have one, so your standard becomes her standard, okay? It becomes her standard. All right? Y'all got questions? I got y'all. I know, anyway, Peach said, I'm not supposed to know that part. Oh, I'm sorry, Peach. I need to play dumb. I'm not supposed to know that part. But as I was saying before, I want to explain, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got you covered. But listen to what I'm saying. See, the reason why you run back to the place that is destroying you, the reason why you run back to the fear, the anxiety, the trying to prove or trying to kiss her ass, is because your mind makes you think it's safe to run back there. And yet you do it all the time and you don't get the result because you don't have any standards that are core standards and core expectations, not of the woman, but of yourself. The villain has the standard and the expectation that he must live up to for himself. He doesn't even think about the woman because she has no work. She has nothing to do with what he's doing or who he is. He lives up to himself. And he goes after what he knows is the most important thing to go after. He doesn't go after the little puddle of oil that's dripping in little area. No, he finds the big puddle that shows that it has seeped and created the small puddle. Let me answer some of these questions. King, Unc, I'm not trying to sound stupid, but isn't talking about my goals, talking about myself and me, my mind. No. Let me show you. Yes, you're right, but let me show you where you're fucking up. Give me a second. I'm sure I've got it here, but I will draw it for you. It's this simple. When you talk about your fucking bitch-ass goals, you're trying to be the hero in her story. You're trying to show her that I am likable, I'm respectable, and I'm a good guy because this is what I do. So love me for what I do. Don't love me for who I am because I don't know who I am. So love me for what I do. Versus the villain that says, this is who the fuck I am. I don't give a fuck what you think what I do because I don't give a fuck what you think. This is who the fuck I am. And when I'm talking to you, I'm telling you what the fuck I want to happen. You're asking for permission when you're talking about your weak-ass goals because all you're doing is tricking. You're trying to lead with your wallet. You're not leading with your mind. You're not leading what makes you a great man. You want to be liked. You want her to like you. You want her to be attracted to you. You want her to hopefully one day fall in love with you like the hero. And the hero is always losing at the end and he's dead. And the real stories. Because you're not making the statement. You're boxing her in by saying that I am trying to kiss your ass and get you to like me versus being the motherfucking villain that makes fucking statements. The villain makes the statement. The villain does not sit around and worry about what or who the fuck is around him because he doesn't care. The villain will sit and say, this is who the fuck I am. Either you like it or you don't. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck, which is going to make her like you even more because you don't want to play the role of being kind, sweet, because that's not what you're here for. You're here to show her that she's got to do something and be something more for you. So no, don't talk that way because all you're doing is trying to lead with either your wallet or you're trying to show off to the woman because you have no substance to get her without. Because listen to me, I want to say this last thing to you, young man. It's a great question. Because here's the thing, take away your goals and what the fuck are you? Take away all your little fucking goals, and what the fuck are you? Can we take away your goals and put you in a third world country and you survive? Can we take away your goals and put you anywhere on another planet? Can you survive? Or because you're so attached to these weak-ass goals of showing off, trying to think you're impressing her, you're not impressing her. They're not impressed with the good doers. Because if they're impressed by the good doers, they would be with them motherfuckers right now. Think about it. I just want you to think. I just want you to think. Let me get to the next question. Okay, I understand the knowledge that you're giving us, but it makes us working on our goals have nothing to do with the woman. Who's, yeah, right. Sir, I don't know if your dad told you this, William, but I'm sure mom or dad talked to you about this weird thing called being responsible. Being responsible. That's why it's called responsible and not called a goal in a man, because what, here's your problem. And this is why we tell you to stop trying to reach fucking hero goals. Because once you reach the goal, that's your end game. You're done. You're camping out on that weak, silly-ass goal. If you're at a job and you want to do better at your job, do better because you're responsible. That's all it is. But you want to make it, you want to make a goal something that's so important that what? She's supposed to fuck you because you want to be more than a fucking clerk at your job? She wants to fuck you. You think you'll get some pussy because you want a corner office? You thought life goals and purpose was supposed to be for self-improvement. Motherfucker, listen to me. Do whatever the fuck you want to do, but stop standing on that shit. Just be responsible. That's all it is. If you want to work hard, but that's still, that's what you do. That's not who the fuck you are. You are not your job. You go to a job and do it. That's what you do. And because you don't know who the fuck you are, you try to hide that fact by covering up the I am with the I do, which shows her what actually you are. You ain't shit to her. And y'all don't even want to see it. You want to fight it. But I'm not the one that is nervous around women. You are, William. I'm not the one who doesn't know how to talk to women. You don't know how to talk to women. I'm not the one who doesn't have experience with women. You don't have experience. But you want to know why? Because you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're expecting a different result by running into your coven or your damn little box or whatever the fuck you hide in of excuses, blame, victimhood, and how I kiss her ass, and how can I show her that I'm a responsible guy. Look at me. I go to work on time. Look at me. Wow, I got a corner office because I went to college. Look at me. I studied the bar and now I'm a lawyer. Look at me. Look at me. Look at what I did. Look what I did. That's all you talking about, dog. And you know what she's saying? This weak motherfucker. Because all he's talking about is look at what I did. But then the next thing out of his mouth is, what are you looking for in a relationship? Where's your last boyfriend? Wait, is it okay if we go out? Because after you get done tap dancing, you know you do a little tap dance and all this of all the shit that you do, you're done. You have nothing else to talk. Once you talk about all that shit that has nothing to do with anything, you ain't got nothing else to talk about. So that's when you run back to your little cave of safety that is self-sabotaging you of excuses. Let me bring in a call in. I'm sorry, 772. I'm going to bring you in, sir. What's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Unc? How you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. How are you? How can I help you?
So my question is, how do I try to bag her, but like with still making her, you know, understand that she should be wanting me, not me want her?
I don't understand, what does bag her mean? What do you mean, what is bag her? I don't understand that terminology. What does it mean to bag her?
Like approach a girl, try to get her number, but without like...
But we don't know. Okay, number one, you're in the wrong place. We don't approach women, and we don't fucking ask for their number. So I think you're in the wrong room, man. I think you need to go to the red pill side. We don't approach women, and we don't fucking beg for numbers over here. So if that's bagging... That's why I'm asking what that shit is. I don't teach you to fucking approach. I teach you to put your bid in, number one, but I also teach you how to give your number first. So yeah, I think you're using somebody's terminology somewhere else, but we don't do that weak ass shit over here.
All right. Well, how do I put my bid in without making it about her?
By making it about you. By when you learn your bid, we take 30 minutes. We'll teach you your bid and you're good to go for the rest of your life. You got to learn how to make it about you. You got to learn how to talk to her to make it about you versus making it about her. Because as soon as you say, can I get – all right, let's give an example. Let's say she's standing right here at McDonald's or she's at the – I don't know. She's at – let me see. She's at a restaurant. She's at the restaurant called Miss Mary. Okay, she's at Miss Mary, cupcake, and I don't know, truffles and shit. And you see her. What are you saying to her?
I'm going to say,
Wait. Okay, let's stop right there. All right, let's back it up. Count to five real quick. Count to five.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, did you go one, two, three, four, five?
No.
Okay, you want to know why? Because you know your numbers, and you're about to tell me some shit you don't know what you're saying. So I'm telling you, if I recognize it, I'm telling you they recognize it. As soon as you go with ums, ahs, and ohs, she knows you're trying to conjure up something nice to say to try to get in her pants, and you're not standing on who you are. So you're at Miss Mary's Cupcake and Truffle House, and you see a beautiful woman. What are you saying to her, brother?
I want to get to know you. Let me get your number.
Okay. So do you understand how creepy that is? So you're just going to walk up to a woman, I want to get to know you, let me get your number. So you know what you're saying. You're saying, I don't know how to fuck, I have no experience, and even if I got your number, I'm going to creep you the fuck out. So, no, that's terrible, man. You need to learn some game, young man.
So what would be the better way?
Learn. Hey, go and get some coaching. We'll work on your bid. The problem is that you're telling her what you are and you don't even realize it. You're telling her you don't have anything special about you because you don't even know how to even express who you are to her to show her that she should be worth your time. You're saying to her that, all I want to do is fuck you. That's all you're saying. All you're saying is I want to fuck you, and you don't even realize it. And that's why you're losing, because you're not going to fuck her. She's going to fuck you before you fuck her because you're trying to attack a fortress that you will never attack when you don't have game. No matter how bad you shoot, attack, and break down, you will never break down her enough to want to fuck you.
Okay.
And the fact, I mean, what is a bag? What is a bag supposed to do? Is that something that she carries with food? What do you mean bag? What is what happens in your bag? I'm not trying to be funny. What happens in your bagger?
No, that's just like something niggas say in my city.
You're not black, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You don't sound like you black. Okay, well, I guess. Well, anyway, so what does bagging mean? What does it entail? I'm curious. What does it entail to bag somebody? What does that entail?
That's like you completed your mission. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. What's the mission?
To get the girl.
So that's not your mission to get the girl. You just lied to me. So what's your mission? Your mission is not getting the girl. Listen, I'm trying to teach you something. If you say, you're lying. That's not the mission because you're conjuring up a mission. That's not the mission. What's the mission? Listen, if it's just getting sex, just say it. I'm not here to knock you. Okay, all you want to do is fuck, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's the mission. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So then why do you hate yourself so much?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that if all you want to do is get pussy and that's your mission, something that she is willing to give away to a villain, why do you want to be the good guy? Why would you want to be in your feelings? Why do you want to kiss her ass, take her out, and not know what to say? I mean, remember, you're the guy that says, hey, I'm interested in you. You know, can I get your number? So technically, you actually hate yourself. So I'm asking you, why do you hate yourself so much? You're not building anything. See, the man that hates himself wallows like a woman in his own sorrow. You're not building anything because you don't see that you're valuable enough to build. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that I'm showing you how to love yourself and have demands for yourself. Because the more you can demand for yourself, the easier it is to get the pussy. You don't get the pussy just because you show up and you got a bunch of trinkets to dangle in her face. So does every fucking guy out there. There's always somebody out there that looks better than you. There's always someone out there that has more money than you. There's always someone that dresses better and has better things. So what does that fucking matter? You're playing the wrong game.
How do I get to the pussy while making demands?
You don't get the pussy by making demand. You see, the problem is you were, okay, as soon as you make it about pussy and the woman, you have already lost because she is renting room in your mind for free. And if she's renting room in your mind for free, what virus do you think is illuminating from her? What virus, if she's in your mind, what do you think she's uploading you with as soon as you see her? You're getting, you're going to be in your emotions and in your fucking feelings because you let her in. Yes, insecurities. Yes, low self-worth. See, when see, it's not, and listen, let me say this to the ladies. I'm not calling them a virus. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying that. When you let an emotional woman in your mind for free, the only thing she can give you, feelings and emotions, which your mind sabotages you and says that, look, it's okay to feel nervous. I'm sorry?
What should be the cost for her to get into your mind? Because you said not for free.
Because, okay, why not go for the pussy between her ears to have access to everything versus go for something that you're never going to get? Her morals, her judgments, her trust is all tied up with down there. That's why you're not getting it. Because, Colin, let me ask you something. Think about this. This is very important. It's a key question to ask. What are you saying about the woman that you just met that you want to fuck or bring at your house? What are you saying to her? What are you saying she is? And you know nothing about her, but you just want to fuck her and you want to get her back to your place. What judgment are you placing on that woman, sir? And yet he ran. Okay. Well, let me continue. He ran off. They don't want to hear the truth. They. I don't know. I'm going to keep going. Anyway, guys, you want to call in? The lines are open. Let me go put my music back on. Let's keep on pushing forward. That's what we do as men. What was it? Was it Feed the Ducks? What was that? Yeah, there we go. Feed the Ducks. Okay, there you go. Anyway, guys, let me ask you. Let me see. Did I miss your question? Let me see if I let me catch up on some of your questions. If I miss any of your questions, gentlemen, y'all can ask questions. I got you covered. We're breaking game down, okay? Okay. William, I'm gonna say this nicely to you, okay? If you are asking me a bitch ass question, why would you lie and tell me that you don't do that suck ass shit? But yet you're the one talking about suck ass shit. I don't understand you surface dwellers that act like you actually got game, but you come off as a bitch. And let me show you, because I don't like people like you, because you're that goofy motherfucker. Now, listen to what you're saying, and yet you're telling me you got some game, motherfuckers? Motherfuckers that's gamed up ain't asking no bitch-ass shit like this. So either shut your fucking ass up or get your fucking ass out, man. Don't waste my time. You asked a question, and now your mind, because I'm calling you out for your weakness, your mind is trying to get you to defend a position you can't defend, motherfucker. See that, guys? You see that? You see why they fucking lose? Because the first thing they want to do is when you call them out on that silly shit, they want to act like they know shit. Yeah, James, I don't know why he hung up, brother. Where is he? I'm going to get to that point, but you got to understand, you're okay, listen. You don't even have your puzzle pieces to even start. You want to know how you start is by, if you actually listen to me, this is how you start to get between her ears, by getting a 100-piece puzzle set. That's how you start. And if you ain't going to get one, don't even ask me the question, because that's the first thing I'm going to ask you. That's how you start. Shout out to all my dogs in here and everybody that's listening. It's the Man Mindset. We're going to continue. I got you covered. We want to break game down to you. Let's continue. As I said before, I'm sorry, I do answer questions and everything. I'll continue to show. If you got a question, ask. Hold on, 772 came back. 772, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, Unc? My bad. I don't know what happened. It said the call failed.
All right, so what's up? I think I answered your question. What's up, man?
You were saying like it should be a cost for her to get in your mind, and I want to know what you meant by that.
It should be a cost for her to get in your mind?
Because you said you can't let her in your mind for free.
Well, exactly. Thank you, 94 likes. Thank you, 94 likes. Well, yeah, absolutely. What don't you understand about that?
So, like, then what is the cost?
You say what is the – okay, when you say the cost, I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean by cost? Okay, I need you to be more – what do you mean by cost?
So you said not for free. So you're saying, like, she has to do something to get into the mind, right? Like something deserving?
Right. So what is the demand you have of her – that goes beyond her ass and her fucking titties? Do you not want your foot massaged? Do you not want her to vacuum and clean and do dishes and do shit around? Or you just want her to show up?
Okay.
What is your expectation? See, this is what I'm telling you. You hate yourself. What is your expectation? You don't have any. Your expectation is just a piece of pussy.
I'm saying that
I'm showing you guys out here how to find your core. The one thing that these women don't even have. And if you can be the one that can lead her beyond her own thoughts, shouldn't you demand more of her? Because you're saying that I'm going to show you things about yourself if you fuck with me. I'm going to show you things about you that you don't even know you are about if you fuck with me. So you don't think I'm going to tell her to fucking go slay that fucking minotaur and bring her ass back down here and cook a fucking meal or something?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Why would I ask her just to show up on ass and titties? What the fuck is that going to do for me?
Okay.
I
appreciate it.
All right. Much love to you, man. We'll throw you back in.
Oh my God.
Wizzy, I don't know if this is the right place for you, Wizzy. I'm just saying, Wizzy, I don't know if this is the right place for you, Wizzy, but I'm gonna continue. I'm not gonna pay attention to what Wizzy's saying. I just don't understand. Wizzy, this ain't for you, dog. I don't know if this is for you, but let me continue. But anyway, what I'm saying is that because of you guys are overwhelmed, okay? You can't handle the emotional and the physical drain that you have when you make it all about pussy, all right? Because there are too many things on your mind that just involves getting pussy. which makes you feel that I've got to run behind the pussy. I've got to kiss her ass. I've got to be the good guy. I've got to tippy toe. I've got to get her to like me first. I got to be likable and all this stupid ass shit that is controlling your life. You are creating a soft hero versus a hard ass villain. Versus a hard ass villain, gentlemen. And because your perspective of who you are isn't deep, you cannot handle, ready guys, success. Because it's no longer about the fear of failure. It's the fear of success. And what did I write? I wrote something down. See? Your feelings are not fucking facts. Your feelings are not facts. They're just fucking feelings. Because remember, gentlemen, you let her in your mind. So what the fuck is you, what do you think she's illuminating? What is her essence? Just what is coming out of her? Feelings and emotions that are all in your fucking mind that are just destroying you from the inside. Making, just destroying you, and you don't even realize it. It's like a fish eating a poisonous something and just dies. And then that poisonous thing just walks right out of its mouth and goes about its way. And listen to me. I am not saying that women are poisonous. So I don't, because we do not attack or talk bad about women. They're not poisonous. I'm saying they're poisonous if you let them in, because then you're going to start feeling shit and be on some emotional shit. And that's why they ain't fucking you, dog. Because with all these things, you don't have any fuck. Wait, okay. If you're all about her and you're all about trying to fuck her, you're trying to bend her over, you're trying to get that ass, you're trying to get her to give you some head, right? What time have you taken to prioritize the fucking moves you need to fucking make to get shit done? You can't do that. Because you ain't your priority is her. Your priority is how she feels. Do you see what I'm saying? Well, we're not there yet. You're right, but we're not there yet. You're right. Hey, remember thank you, James. I appreciate you, James. No, big dog. Listen, wait a second. Remember, S dog. Wait. You know, over here we conquer. Look, I'm sorry. We conquer, but you're right. You're motherfucking right. Yes, you're right. I'm not gonna deny that shit. Nor will I have her deny it. I'm serious. But let me do this. So I can keep control of my mind from her simply by leading her where I want. But where do you want to go? Why do you want to go there? What are the necessary steps you want to take to get there? But if all you want to do is fuck, you ain't going nowhere. See, getting the pussy comes with the mind. Getting the Xbox comes with getting the mind. Getting the flat screen TV comes with getting the mind. You guys think, hey, fucking comes with it. Fucking is free. I don't think you hear, guys, I don't think y'all fucking heard me. Why are you going after something she wants to give you? Begs you to have it. Can't wait to give it to you. Why would you pander after something she wants to give you for free? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm saying to you guys out here, the mind, the emotion will tell you how cute you look. She'll tell you how cute your fucking eyes are. She'll tell you how nice your skin looks. She'll tell you a nice haircut. She'll tell you a nice shirt, a nice pair of pants. She got a cute butt. Oh, she loves the way you walk. Damn, she loves how you lick your lips. When you get the emotion, when you get mad and tell her to fuck off, she comes back to you. When you tell her, man, I want to hear this shit and hang up on her, she calls you back. She wants to show you off in front of her friends when you got her emotions. When you have her emotions, she's crying because she knows that, oh my God, I don't have much time with him. I miss him already. Even though I'm with him, I miss him when you have the emotions. And when you have her emotions and when you're sleeping, you're not down like this. And you look up, she's like this. And she's just looking at, and she's just looking at you with them cat eyes and little tears drizzling because she loves just to watch you in the moment. When you have her emotions, she's in the closet smelling your clothes, wanting to feel your essence, rubbing, and she'll steal a shirt just to go home to smell that motherfucker. She'll never dry it. She'll always keep it just to smell your cologne, gentlemen, when you have her mind. When you have her mind, you don't have to worry about being in touch with her. Guys, they will reach out to you and stay in contact with you. I just want to let you know that today I'm going to the gym at 10:30, and then I'm hanging out with my girls at 2 o'clock, and then I'll probably have a little bit of dinner, and I went da-da-da-da. And then you know what? When she's at the gym, selfie, because I want to let you know where I'm at, because I never want you to think I'm anywhere else. You don't ask for that shit. They volunteer that shit to you. That's when you get a remote. But hey, I'm sorry, guys. Who wants that? Who wants that? I mean, oh, we'll just get pussy. Who wants that? Where she will get in touch with you to see what the fuck you're doing, to give you subtle hints that she wants to do something with you when you have her emotions. When you have her emotions, you can put your arm around her. You can grab her. You can do whatever you want. And she ain't, matter of fact, not only is she not going to move away, she's going to move closer when you have her emotions. When you have her emotions, she doesn't see, she, when she asks you to go to places, it's to show you off. Hold on, 706, it's to show you off. But when you are emotionally hooked into her, you're just going window shopping with her ass. When they want to go out with you, they'll take you to Victoria's Secrets, or they'll go in the shop and say, hey, what do you think about this? Let's go into the, hey, come on, meet me in the dressing room. Let me wear this for you. Let me show you this off. And even if you're not in the same city, state, or universe as her, they will take that fucking phone in the dressing room and take photos from the front, from the side, and from the back just to get your approval when you are attacking the emotions. Oh, I got you, 706. One more thing. When you have her in the emotions, okay? She's the one saying to you that, you know what? Okay, I'm about to come over. Do you want me to go to Cheesecake Factory, Fridays, Chili's, McDonald's? You want me to grab you a taco? Should I get some Chinese food? You want me to order a pizza and I'll have it sent over there? When you have her emotions, she wants to come over and cook, massage, clean up, fold your clothes and anything to be with you. But who the fuck wants that? Who wants that? 706, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How can I help you, sir?
All right, so this is the thing I feel like a lot of guys correlate, me included. That's why I'm bringing it up. But or where this bad boy terminology comes from, because what you're saying is not to just go for her body, go for her mind, and you will have control over all of her. So what
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying is, if I don't really intend to be with this woman, and a lot of women are saying that they want committed relationships, it seems like you're being even more manipulative. So
how am I manipulating if I tell her I don't want a relationship? How am I manipulative if I'm telling her I do not want a relationship?
The fact that you are trying to, I guess, control her mind is not being manipulative?
I'm not trying to control or manipulate her mind. I'm going after her mind because that's what I want. I want her. I want to be an addiction and a habit. That's what I want to be, and I have no problem saying that. I'm going to show her why she should be fucking me. I'm not running behind her ass. And if she wants to know what my intentions are, I'll be happy to tell her. I'm going to show you why you should be sucking my dick. See, you ain't man enough to say that kind of shit because you think I'm manipulating. So how am I manipulating her by telling her that I'm going to show you why you should be fucking me? So am I actually manipulating her or am I telling her what it is?
No, I don't think so. But it's when you get to a point of knowing that you could get her to do certain stuff or change the way that she thinks.
Well,
No.
Wait. See, manipulation will be forcing the change. I'm not forcing her to change. She's going to do it herself.
Okay,
I'm not forcing her to. Okay, remember, you might be new to this. Let me explain something. See, what guys do, they would do 70-30, 80-20, 90-10. They will try to force and manipulate her to change her mind. I want her to make the decision on her own. I'm not going to force her decision. I'm not going to force her hand. What you see is what you get. You decide if you want to let me in. You decide if you want to make changes. I'm not asking you to make changes, but the reason why they're going to make the changes is they're going to wonder why I'm not talking to them anymore, why they're not getting any more of my time. Well, because you're wasting my fucking time. And I'm not telling you that to change because I don't want you to change for me. I'm just letting you know if you want to be on my fucking world, you're going to have to adjust your behaviors. But you don't have to at all. I'm not putting a gun to her head, caller. I'm saying, this is what makes the villain the motherfucking villain, because most motherfucking males are too chicken shit to tell them what is. I'm not saying it to hurt her feelings, and I'm not saying it to be a bad guy. I'm just keeping it a buck with her, because when you keep it a buck with women, 706, that shows you do have women, you have experience, and you all about yourself, sir. So I'm just asking, where's
okay.
the manipulation thing coming at? I'm still lost in that, sir.
The way it comes off, and excuse me.
Give me an example
like,
that I've said that it comes off. Okay, give me an example that I said that it comes off that I'm manipulating women, because I never said I'm manipulating women. So what have I said to make you think that I'm actually manipulating a woman?
If I want to have sex with a woman, right?
Yes.
And I know that I'm not going to be, or how you just said it was, if I want to be an addiction in her mind and things of that nature, but I know
yes.
that I don't want to be committed to her for a long period of time.
Yes.
Basically, it's like I would be setting her up for like failure in a way.
Okay, my friend, what you don't understand is but listen, I understand what you're saying. Listen to what I'm saying. No disrespect to you, but listen. Your thinking is why you're a failure, because all you're thinking is you just want a piece of pussy.
I'm just trying to get an understanding.
Right. What I'm saying is that you wanting a piece of pussy puts her rent-free in your mind. And based off of that, you become emotional, because then you become nervous. You start to tiptoe. You're not honest with them. You try to kiss their ass and prove shit to them, which tells them you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And that's why they're not going to fuck with you. Does that make any sense? It's not bad.
Yes,
listen, it's not bad to want to fuck. And I'm not shaming you. Please understand. I'm glad you like women. I'm saying, why are you just making it about pussy? Listen. if you just want to fuck her, then tell her you want to fuck. It's not going to work for you, but go ahead. Just tell her you want to fuck. I'm saying, if you want to fuck her, just say, hey, baby, let's go out. And, but listen to me. Listen to me. But you don't see the depth of what I'm saying. When you want to fuck a woman that you just see, what judgment are you putting on her? When you
so,
see a woman,
are you saying so?
When no, I'm
my
showing,
bad for cutting you off. I don't mean no disrespect, but are you saying that I should only, even if I'm attracted to her physically, I shouldn't want to do that with her until I see the value that she deserves?
Well, no, not her value. She needs to see your value. Okay, listen. The mind has a way of setting you up for a downfall, and you don't see how the mind fucks you over. Listen to what I'm saying. You see a woman that you want to smash, right? Which is okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's bad. But I'm asking you, what judgment are you placing on the woman that you want to fuck, who thinks she has value, morals, she's a good woman, and you know what? She believes in herself. What are you saying about that woman that she recognizes that you don't even recognize? What are you saying about that woman that you want to fuck?
I feel like it's just that she has, like, physical value.
No, what you feel. No. What are you saying about her?
Oh, that
what
she
do you
has value?
Remember? No. When you see a woman you know nothing about, you want to fuck her, which is okay, but you make it all about fucking, what are you saying about that woman?
I'm not sure, Steve.
Okay, no, I got you. It's all good, but I got you.
Enlighten me, yes.
You don't realize you're saying you're a slut, you're a whore, and you're dirt under my fucking shoe, and all you're good for is fucking, and I get rid of you. That's all you're saying. You don't even realize you're saying that. Because remember, when you meet her, she's got values, morals, beliefs, and she doesn't trust you. That's where she's coming from when she meets you. When you see her, I'm not saying it's not bad. I'm glad you want to smash them. But once you make it all about smashing, you're saying fuck your morals, fuck your judgments, fuck your beliefs, fuck your trust, get over to my house, take your clothes off, and let me fuck you, nasty, slutty bitch. Now, please understand that. I'm not saying they can't be slutty and nasty, but I'm saying, someone knows plenty, I'm serious. What is the judgment you're placing on her? See, your mind is fucking you over and you don't even realize it. I'm not saying she can't be dirty and nasty, because she is. But she's not that way from the jump, because she thinks she's special, which she's allowed to think. And her beliefs and morals come into play because she's repackaging herself, right? Meaning that, you know what, I want a good guy, my values are I want to meet somebody, I want to take him out to get to know him, blah, 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 and all other shit. And the next thing is I don't trust you. She doesn't even know you, right? But what are you saying to her? Fuck you. Get your nasty, raggedy, dirty, filthy fucking ass to my place so I can fuck you and come all over you. And you don't even understand your mind's got you fucked over. See, that's what's fucking you over. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
Right. And you don't even realize. You don't
so
realize.
This is
brother, it's
the,
okay
this
to want to fuck.
This is what leads me to the next.
Okay, what's your next question? And anyway,
780-980,
I got y'all next. Y'all be patient. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. What's up?
The only question I have off of that is that then you saying that I need to show her who I am. So how do you
show
a person who you are?
Well, it's not necessarily.
How do you show
okay. You don't. Okay. You're not a B. You're an R. Okay. I don't need to show her, because I'm showing her through my interactions and the way I communicate to myself. Doing how I see you would send a text message. What are you doing? What are you looking for? Blah, 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 that boring shit. I'm not talking at her. I'm talking to her. And I'm going to have more impact because of the way I communicate through land, sea, and air. Text message, voice message, videos. How I have my apartment set up sexually. The pictures, the wine above the bed. All my little toys in my amusement park are set for sexual excitement. I don't have to show her anything. She's going to see it. I don't need to show anything. All I do is just position it. That's all I do. I don't need to show her shit. I'm showing her I'm not you. And that says a lot, because she meets you more than she meets me. She meets so many heroes that flood the market with dick. She doesn't understand that one villain that withholds the pussy from the marketplace. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, I'm not saying I don't want to fuck. Right, right. I just appreciate you. I'm just saying, I'm not saying I don't want to fuck. I'm saying, what do I get out of fucking you? What does it benefit me? What do I get out of this? Because I know what I am, and I know what I can do. But I'm asking, Vincent, if I know what I am, what I can do, don't you think I'm allowed to demand more of her than the average motherfucker that just will accept pussy?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's all good, man. No, I appreciate the call, 706, and I hope you call again if you got any questions, man. I appreciate the call, okay, my brother?
Definitely. Thank you for the knowledge.
No, thank you. All right, respect. We'll throw you back in, but respect, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Let me bring in 708, then 908. 708, what's up? How can I help you, sir?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello, hello back. How are you, sir?
How can I stop being a dweller?
Well, okay, how long have you been listening to me for?
Not that long. I'm kind of new to you.
Okay, that wasn't the question. Okay, see, when I ask how long, that means you tell me a number or a week, a month, an hour,
week,
a second.
1 week.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. In that 1 week, my friend, have you got your puzzle pieces?
No.
Okay, then you don't want to learn. Then you don't want to. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said you want to learn, but your behaviors are always going to override your thoughts. And your behaviors are showing your truth. See, your mind says, here's the trick your mind's playing on you. Your mind's saying, wow, this guy sounds different. We want to learn from him. Hey, how do you need your puzzle pieces? You don't need that. Why get that? That's stupid. That's silly. Why would we want to do that? Let's just say skip it. Let's skip it. So you don't really want to learn, man. As a student of the game, that was the first thing I had to prove to be worthy of the information, that my behaviors had to line up with my thoughts at 9 years old. And if your behavior is not, if it's been a week and what you have heard is not powerful enough to get off your lazy ass and get a 100-piece puzzle set, as I say at every show, then you don't want to grow, brother. You don't want to learn. You know what I mean? And that's okay. It's no knock on you. It's just you don't want to do it. But I'm showing you why. I'm not saying you're not worthy to learn, but you just actually don't want to learn. Because if I was you and I heard me, I'm saying I'm getting up and getting those puzzle pieces as soon as this motherfucker cuts off. Because I want to learn how to talk like that. I want to learn how to think like that. And if he's telling me the first step, shit, I'm going to the dollar store or Walmart and I'm going to get my 100 pieces. But you're like, it's cool. Let me just sit and bird watch what the fuck he's saying. But yet I actually don't want to change. But it's okay. Because remember, young man, the game ain't for everybody. Okay, always remember that. Everybody wants to be in the game, but it ain't for everybody, because if your behavior is like that, then you know what? You don't really want it, brother, because behaviors, so remember, feelings are not facts. And what you feel you want to change, that's not a fact. That's just a feeling. But your behavior is a fact, because that's the thing that's going to get you off your ass and get you to do shit. But it's up to you. I can't put a gun to your head. I'm just saying, if you want to start the process, see, I am the end result of what I am showing you to do. If you don't get your puzzle pieces, then you're not ready to learn, because that's what you think I didn't have to do that shit? I had to do that shit. And I did that shit at like 9. So, and if you don't want to do it, don't. But you can't ask me, how do I learn, when you choose not to learn? Does that make any sense, my brother?
That's true.
Okay, so
I understand.
All right, so you good?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, brother. We'll throw you back in. Thanks for the call. Let me get to 908 because I can continue. 980, I'm sorry. What's your question, sir? How can I help you, brother? What's up?
What's good? What's good? What's good?
So I'm good. How are you, sir?
When you, I'm doing all right. So when you see a female, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to, because I want to do this on myself. I don't want to do.
No, no, go ahead. Let me see. When I see a female, go ahead. When I see a
what
female,
are you, what are you going towards, right? You say, okay, you looking at it. Okay, as us dwellers, you be like, damn, I want to fuck.
Right. Wait. When I'm looking at her, I'm saying, how many moves going to take me to get her to suck my dick? How many moves going to get her to
fuck me?
How many moves going to get her to show me? Okay, I'm sorry. What? What's up?
Moves. What do you mean by moves? Like moves.
How many moves that I'm going to take, that I'm going to create? What motherfuckers am I going to bring in? Am I going to bring in the culinary school? I got to think about my culinary school.
Oh, yeah.
Drug lab. I got to think about my guide, my scribe. All the players got to come into the studio because I got to mix up a batch of flavor. So I'm betting on myself. So I'm not going in to say I want to fuck her. I'm saying I'm showing her why she should fuck me. Because I'm coming from the cloud of my mind to take the form of man, and I'm showing her I'm the shit. You ain't nothing because you don't even know what the fuck you are until you get around me. And I'm going to show you you are more than what the fuck you even think you are. That's how cocky I'm fucking it. Right. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying, listen, yeah, I was like you. I see a body. Yeah, just like you. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
already,
I mean, but,
I already know that. Yeah, because you be saying that shit, I know Unc be wanting to smack that. You know what I'm saying? I know Unc
still
be wanting to
smack that. Yeah, and I hope it stops. It stops right there because at that point, I'm challenging myself. How many moves, Steve, do you think it's going to make to get that motherfucker to
roll through to my feet? You got to see it so differently. You got to see it so differently.
You can see it the same.
Right now, look.
You can see it the same.
I do door-to-door sales, right? I do door-to-door sales. And when I came out here, they said, you got to see this stuff differently. At first, I didn't see it the way I see it now when I'm doing my numbers. You know what I'm saying? So normally, when I see a girl, I ain't going to lie, I be on it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I want to see if I even want to keep fucking her. But at the same time, I don't even know. You know what I mean when I say that?
I know what you mean. What I tell you what it means is you're not working on you to see you as a prize.
You're not working on you.
You're still on the I do, and you're not on the I am.
Yeah. I probably am still on the I do because I be talking like my shit about what I do. I know I can rap this shit.
You're true in the world of I do. I create ways to just kiss. Ways to touch her, ways to make her play with her pussy, ways to make her blush. I'm constantly doing that.
Can I say this? Because it is facts. Like, I just hit somebody up the other day. I told her, I said, I ain't about to do this. Like, we just gonna have to get busy like fuck. So basically, right? So I told her that straight up. She like, I'm not a hoe. She, you know what I'm saying? Like you just said earlier, if you say that straight up, what is she gonna say? You gonna basically think, oh, you think I'm a she like I'm not a hoe, and I'm like, yo, I'm not saying you a hoe. Who told you all that means you a hoe? You know what I'm saying?
But that's perception when all you do is make it about the fucking, right? So instead of making it about the fucking, I'm showing her, wow.
But she was sending me.
What is this, a voice message?
Nah. She sent me a video. I caught her. She sent me a video. Hey, how does this look? Trying to see. She want to see. She sending me a sexy video. For her to post, right? I've been dealing with this girl.
Right,
and when she did that,
what did you say? When she said that to you, what did you say?
What you mean?
When she sent you that video, that photo of herself, what did you say?
Damn, I think I told her, I said, fuck, what the fuck? I was at work. You know what I'm saying?
That's not an excuse. I'm asking, what did you say? I'm going to show what you said,
I'm going to show you off the top of my head
what I would say. What did you say?
Okay. Okay, we're going to do that. I was at work, so I'm like,
I don't care if you was at work. Stop being. I don't want to hear at work. Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Where did she send you a photo of herself in an outfit? Right.
Yeah, but it was like trying to be like a seductive photo.
All right. What did you say? That's what I'm asking. I'm just trying to show y'all game. What did you say to her?
Like it was like I told her. I said, "Yo, it's all right. Like it's all right. Like if you want to do more damage, like you got to put your hand in your mouth."
That's all right. Okay.
I'm letting her know.
Okay. You dried. Okay.
I'm letting her know I like the glasses and shit.
No, you dried up her pussy. I see her in a seductive outfit. Listen to me, 980.
Yeah.
You know where to make that outfit go right? You're missing one. You're missing one valuable piece of jewelry. And that piece of jewelry, I'm trying to think of, is it going to be my lips when I press it up against your neck?
Mm.
Is it going to be my fingers when I press up against the silk of what you're wearing as I take it off while you and I are enjoying each other in the moment right now? I want you to wear that outfit the next time you come over, because what I want to do is, not only do I want to see you with it on when I look into your eyes and tell you how sexy you look, I also want to watch it come off of you, because that is what's going to be sexy. To me. See what I'm saying? Do you see what
all I did? It's a whole different shift, though. It's a whole different
ball game, because I'm making it. I'm just taking what she's giving me. I'm not doing anything else. All I'm doing,
I'm grabbing my
culinary school, my fucking drug lab, my studio, and I'm mixing a track. That's all I did, was just mix a track.
Okay, I got another question. Look.
What's up?
So I heard you in the chat talking about emotion, like attacking her emotion. What is that exactly, attacking her emotion?
It is the one thing that she doesn't know about. That's okay. Just like you don't know about your core, she doesn't know she has a fucking core. Everything in her core is making her, it's playing a trick on her by making her think that her feelings are actually emotions. And that's what she believes. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to push her past that point when she fucks with me and realize she's not those things that she thinks of herself. I'm going to be the one to take away her insecurities. I'm going to be the one to take away her low self-worth. She's going to fucking become addicted to me, because I'm the first motherfucker that's going to take shit away from her. She's
not
going to no longer be
insecure. Like, not judging this shit, right?
Right. I'm not judging her at all. I don't judge her, because I'm going to accept her for what the fuck she is, because guess what? She's not actually what the fuck she is that I see. Because remember, the first layer is the makeup and shit. Second layer is the fucking insecurities. So I'm bypassing all that shit. I'm going to the core.
Okay, so you bypassing all that, right?
Yeah.
But, you the teacher. So the teacher say, yo, we're not asking no goofy-ass questions. Like, we're not asking no goofy questions.
Right. I'm not asking questions. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we bypass, is it just from
hardcore? Give me an example. Hey, off the cuff, I'm going to show you, because I don't want y'all to think that we're making this shit up.
Off the cuff,
tell me
off the cuff.
She
I'm just saying,
you.
Like, if she just
give me,
it's nothing
tell me,
like,
wait, just tell me something she'll say to you. Just say one thing she'll say to
you. What you doing?
Okay, what am I doing right now? I'm writing right now, but now that you've taken my thought away from that, what I'm doing right now is finding a way to get you over here so I can go ahead and spell the words on your body the way you make my body react.
Is you saying that on the first time?
You goddamn right. Why the fuck? Wait. Why not say that? Wait a second. Why would I not say that?
Okay.
I'm a bad motherfucker.
You're a demon.
Would I not say that? And if it's not her coming over, I can switch that if I want to. What am I doing? I'm trying to find ways to get you to open up to me so I can actually see what's behind your smile, what's behind that woman that actually wants to come out but is too afraid to come out because all she's doing is used to people judging her. I'm not asking you no fucking questions. I'm talking to
you. Corset.
That's where the poetry comes in, because all I'm doing is talking to her. I'm not trying to ask her things. What am I doing right now? This is what I'm doing. And what I'm trying to do right now is to see what is behind that smile. But why do I want to know what's behind that smile? Because once I can find out what's behind that smile, then I know where I need to go so you can trust me enough to not only accept me or invite me in, but also show me things about yourself that you don't show other people. Because I don't want to know the shit you talk about with
you
these average motherfuckers. Because I'm not an average motherfucker. Do you hear any oohs, ahs, or ohs? I'm telling you what the fuck I say.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Throw one more at me. Throw something else. I'm showing you just off the top of the dome. Because I know me. What else? Give me something else. The woman says. Come on. What else?
Man, I'm going to think. Hold on.
Anything she says to you that throw any, I don't care. There's nothing she can say to throw me the
fuck
off.
Get some random shit. Yeah, I can tell. I can see that.
No, just throw something real quick because I got to finish the show. Throw something. Come on.
What you want to do?
Get it low is low.
Nah,
that's too easy. No, give me something, man. Hold on, wait. Give me something real quick. I can't switch it over. His voice is low. I know it is. I'm going to see if I can make the change. But no, go ahead and listen. Give
me
something that.
You said my voice is low?
They can't hear you really well. You say you're low. I'm trying to fix that. But go ahead and tell me. Just give me something real quick and I'll answer it.
Why are you calling me?
Okay, the reason why I'm calling you right now is because I can tell that you were having a bad day. And the only reason why I'm calling you is because I know that when the world is turning their back on you and you realize that no one's actually paying attention to you, I can tell what was wrong with you because when I asked you what was going on and we started talking, I can tell when the way you were talking to me, something was on your mind. You know what? I'm not here to ask you what's on your mind. I'm just letting you know that I'm here. So if you ever want to talk to me, I'm here. I just want to let you know. I'm a phone call away. And if I'm up the street, just let me know because I can listen to what you say and I have no problem giving you a foot massage. I'm just letting you know.
Go ahead. Yeah, what? That's me. Go ahead.
Is what?
Like the term of that, like, what are you doing? Okay, you're doing that. What is that? What is that you're doing right there? You just saying what you're thinking? Instead of going around the bush.
No, I'm not beating around the bush. It's that I know me so well that all I'm doing is taking my culinary school, my drug lab, my guide, everything I'm taking, I'm mixing it down and just coming up with the answer like that. And I can shift it down to make it more romantic. I can shift it a little bit higher to make it seductive. I can make it smooth if I want to. I can make it sensual. I can make it sexual. I can make it romantic. If I choose to, I can go higher or make it go up and make it kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty. It's up to me what I want to make it. I just pick what I any, mini, miny, mo that shit, and what do I want to take her? I'm showing her why me. I'm showing her why me.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, because I'm not
I'm
him.
I'm going to show her why me. That's what that is.
Without showing her why me, because I'm showing her what you see is what the fuck you get. But what you actually see is the beginning of what you get. Because what you actually get is something that's going to show you that has more depth and range. This is only
but
the
that's
beginning
what that
of
is. When you, that talk. When you say I'm gonna show her why me, that's what that is right there.
Yes, I'm showing her why me without proving anything. I'm not trying to take her out to eat and all that shit.
Could you say show her? You say show her why me, and I'm like, man, I'm not about to prove and do all that extra shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's not about proving. It's about wait, hold on. My guy says she says, what if she says what I'm getting myself into? I would simply say to her, it's not what you're about to get yourself into. It's what you choose to get yourself into. Because right now you're at a crossroads. And that crossroads that you want to get, you got to make a choice. Do you want to go beyond where we're at? It's totally up to you. And if you don't want to do that, then don't. Because I'm not trying to get you into anything you don't want to be in. And if you don't like where this is going, then by all means, I let you go. I free you. I'll go get the candle maker and put a candle in the window so you can always come back home. Or if you want to go beyond what you want to get yourself into, it is up to you. When you're ready to get yourself into something, you'll let me know. But until then, I am not going to press you, beg, or barter to get you to do something. That's not me. And if you don't like but here's the thing. But I'm not going to waste my time. If I feel like I'm talking to you and I'm wasting my time, you don't have to worry about getting rid of me because I'm going to get rid of you. And I'm serious. I'm not fucking joking.
And that's just
I'm a
communicating yourself and shit.
You got? Did I ask her any questions or did I make statements? I didn't ask her any questions. Did I ask how she was doing? I didn't ask her any questions. I'm truly talking to her. I'm not asking any of your motherfucking questions, man.
Mm. Well, that's not all one I got. If I got something else, I'm going to tune back in.
All right, well, holler like back at me. Holler back at me because, yeah, we got about another – we're going to do over an hour, another hour. So just get back with me, okay? All right, thank you. Great call. Okay, guys, we're going to continue. Let me get to this question right here. For example, I want to call – wait. I want her to call me on FaceTime, drink wine, and read her favorite book of poetry to me. Should I just tell her I want to do that? Yeah, but – okay. It's not just telling her. You have – okay, telling her is technically painting a stick figure. Well, not sort of. I don't want to tell her. I want her to see the benefit in doing it. You know, the reason why I want to FaceTime and drink wine and watch you read your favorite book to me is because there's something sexy by the way you bite your bottom lip. I'm just giving you, if you observe well, there's something sexy in how I love how you read and look up at me in those beautiful blue, green, or brown eyes. I love how you take a moment and wonder what I'm thinking, yet you want to ask, but you don't have to worry about asking because I will tell you. Do you see what I'm saying? I will entice her to do it. I'm not going to say, hey, just get some wine, get some book, read to me. That's boring. No, that's boring. Remember, your class on your imagination should go deeper than what you're just asking for, okay? Let me get some of these questions because we still got a lot to answer, and I just want to make sure I get to your questions. We were taking phone calls, so I want to make sure that I think I got everything. Okay, I think I have everything. Guys, I got a question. Put a cue in there. But let me continue. Let me put on my little kick-ass music. Where's that shit at? I'll call Feed the Ducks. I'm putting that kick-on music. I see. All right. This is my mindset. I'm the dean, class in session. Guys, y'all can call in. You got a question, put it in. We got you. We'll keep talking about this. And we're talking about how to attack, okay? How to win. Too many things, like I told you guys, are on your mind, and that's the problem, okay? You're too busy trying to please her, prove, and bend over backwards because you don't have any priorities to be better than what you're dealing with. My priority is saying, Steve, how can I be sexual in this moment right here? What is the difference between me touching her here in this situation versus touching her there in that situation? Okay. And then once I figure that out, I'm going to break that down to prioritize how I do said thing, just like you prioritize your numbers. You learned one, and you knew, then you learned two, and you realized one came after two, then came three, then came four, then came five. That's all I'm saying. I'm just coming up to an end game, and I'm figuring out the steps I need to take to get to that end game. Then I put that away and I start all over again from scratch. And it's not that I don't even see it as expressing myself, M. I just see it as telling her what's on my, just me. When you're in your feelings, M, you kind of express yourself, and that's the problem as the hero. Because when you don't have any priorities, okay, you feel shattered. You feel that you're trying to hop from here to there. But overall, gentlemen, let me load the music down. This is a problem. There's no sense of control. Matter of fact, you're losing control because the pussy, you feel like the worse you are, the more it's starting to slip away from you and stuff. You have no control over any outcomes at this point because you're not getting with your blueprint. You're not calling your construction worker up in your mind and saying, I need to place personal boundaries around my fucking kingdom. You feel overwhelmed because you guys don't even work on yourselves to be who you are to yourself. Think about that. You can't define where you end and where she should begin because she's your end and your fucking beginning. You can't move this way, gentlemen. You can't move this way. Because if you're moving that way, you cannot delegate anything to a woman. Because you're not good enough to yourself. You feel that you can't ask more of that woman because you think you tell that woman to do something that it's a bad thing. Shit. We're going to go leg spread your ass cheeks. And what I want you to do is when, but after you put on that sexy outfit that I tell you to wear, go by the store and grab some bread. Huh? What? What'd you say? Oh, I'm sorry. After you put on that outfit I really like, and on your way over here, go grab some bread so we can meet up at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm just not used to anybody. Okay, well, look, don't worry about it. Listen, I don't mean to waste your time, and I feel like I am. And, you know, I'll talk to you. Well, what are you about to do? I'm about to go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks with some other chick. What, you mean just because I didn't want to go get a loaf of bread that you want to go with? But I don't want to waste my time. I didn't ask you to go slay a minotaur. I just said to go get some bread because I'm bringing the entertainment. You bring the bread, I'll be the entertainment. But if you don't want to get a 99-cent loaf of bread for my entertainment, then by all means, take care of yourself. And look, I got to go. I got to make a phone call. You're such a dick. You're such an asshole. Hey, if you haven't called that other bitch yet, you know, I'm at the store right now. Do you want wheat or white bread? Y'all motherfuckers think y'all can't make these demands. Y'all act like y'all can't ask someone to get off her lazy ass and be more than her ass and titties and get a loaf of fucking bread. But you want to know what? When they realize they're losing out, they'll call you and ask you, hey, you want wheat or white bread? Ah, girl, get whatever you want. And then when she brings the bread over, I reward her behavior because she gets hugs and she gets soft kisses and she gets me to tell you, see, that wasn't bad. Then let's eat this bread. Let's go feed the ducks, baby. Let's have some fun. But see, y'all don't even believe how to even delegate shit to women because you have clutter. But the clutter that you have is why you have the inability to say no to women. You can't say no to a woman because you're like, if I say no, I ain't going to smash. As I told you before. At 90 Sec, guys, you got 1 minute to call in because we're going to do another hour, okay? We'll do another hour. I'll open the lines back up for an hour, but what I'm saying is I don't have the time or the fucking patience to sit around here and listen to some bullshit. Thank you for the 126 in there list of likes. I want to say thank you to the 126. Thank you, 126. I appreciate that. But this is the problem with you guys. This is why y'all see what you've got to do is begin a process. The process is not with the woman. The process is what yourself. When you begin to feel overwhelmed, it should be at this point that you need to take a step back and say, whoa, how much space is she renting in my head for free? This has got to, guys, you don't realize that you let these women in your fucking world for free just because they look good. Just because they look good, gentlemen, you automatically, when you start to feel you're in your fucking feelings, you got to take a step back and you got to start recognizing what's going on so you can nip that shit in the bud. You need to ask yourself is, why the fuck is she renting space in my head, and what the fuck did she do? Because she wears her tight clothes? Because I can see her ass and titties through her spandex? What? Why the fuck am I getting caught up in this shit? You are becoming overwhelmed because there's a lack or an inability to handle your circumstances with that woman. And because you can't overhandle that, you allow her in. She doesn't walk. She doesn't force her way in. As soon as you're trying to fuck, you're fucked. No, as soon as you say, I want to fuck her, and that's all you want to do, you're fucked. Because at this point in time, you're not taking a step back and saying, yo, hold the fuck up. I need to, whoa, you're not even stopping yourself. When you start to feel this way, it is time to grab, scribe. Oh, sorry, he's on this side. Scribe. The fuck are we doing? Wait a second. What is our checklist? Wait. Did we already set the date up? I don't even know if she's fucking waiting. Did we set the date up? Have we actually sound checked our motherfucking spots? What the fuck are we doing? Did we make sure that we told her we do want to get into it anyway? We good, right? Oh, okay, we good. I just wanna make sure. Because she ain't written any money. I'ma tell you, if she wants my time and my my motherfucking attention, guys. She ain't written, whoa. Because after you talk, wait, let me open the lines back up. Because after you talk to your scribe, we got to have a powwow with somebody else other than my fucking scribe. Hold the fuck up. Yo, bring the warrior in. What the fuck are we doing? Are we conquering? Or have we submitted? Why the fuck is she in my mind when she hasn't done anything but show the fuck up? I'm saying for you guys, not for me. I'm saying for you guys. Because your warrior spans the realm, and it is also your warrior that protects the realm. But here lies the greatest question. Because she wouldn't get in. Okay, listen. Crayon time. This is very important. Crayon time, guys. Hold on, let me set this lines up before y'all hit you with this one. What I'm about to tell you is very important, guys. Hold on, let me set up the...